You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, joined as always by Rhett Bollinger. And Rhett is joining us from Detroit, where the Twins opened up their 2015 season, opening on a bum note. But, boy, ended spring on a bum note, too, Rhett, with the Irvin Santana news. Just came way out of left field. You know, that late in camp especially, really can catch a club off guard. I know the news was last week, but just how people in that organization just kind of digested the whole thing. You have this guy, you think he's your number two starter, you're excited about him, and all of a sudden he's banged for half the season.
Yeah, it's a big blow for the Twins. I mean, this guy was their biggest, you know, free agent signing in history in terms of dollars, spending, you know, $55 million to sign him. And Friday morning, Terry Ryan was out in the practice field watching, and sure enough, he gets a call from Major League Baseball saying that Santana had tested positive for a steroid and it was going to be out for 80 games, which is a big blow to the rotation, which was the team's biggest, you know, weak link, I guess you could say, last year. So he's kind of here to kind of solidify and fortify that, and for him to get that suspension right before the start of the season was definitely kind of a blow. Everything else kind of spring was pretty positive. I mean, the rotation was pitching pretty well, actually. There was no real injuries at all. Nobody on the DL to open the season. But sure enough, right before the season, a big bombshell comes that, you know, no one was going to see coming. So definitely not a good way to start off the year. And now it kind of had a ripple effect where we'll see Mike Telford in the rotation now, lefty Aaron Thompson in the bullpen, and we'll see what kind of effect it has in the bullpen in general, because we know that Santana, one of his biggest strengths was his ability to pitch deep into games. I think he's averaged close to 200 innings over the last 7 years. And now, you know, we're going to see how Telford does, but it could definitely take a toll on the bullpen as well.
But has there been any word on how Santana will approach this from, I mean, where will he work out, you know, what his program or timetable will be on that front as far as making sure that, you know, when the 80 games is up, that he is ready to meaningfully contribute to this club?
Well, Santana does live in Florida. I believe he lives in Clearwater with his wife and his kids. So I think the plan is for him to kind of take a little bit of time now in Clearwater, and I'm sure he'll continue working out, that kind of thing, but I think once he kind of gets a little bit ready to go, we'll start going over to the club's spring training complex in Fort Myers, because he has a lot of work out there, despite being suspended. And he does get, I believe it's either 16 days or 16 games. I keep hearing kind of back and forth the difference between the two, considering he's a pitcher. But he does get some time to be able to pitch in the minor leagues as well to get ready. His day he'd be back at the earliest would be July 4th, depending on if there's any rain outs or things like that. So he does have some time to kind of get ready for the season. But from what I've been told, he will spend the time there in Florida to get ready to get back.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Pelfrey had a kind of a crazy sequence of events down there at the end of camp. Obviously was disappointed to not get a rotation spot and voiced that with you guys, with reporters, and then had a sit-down with Terry Ryan right after that and came out of that with a little sunnier disposition about things. I'm sure I'm guessing Mr. Ryan reminded him about how much the organization has stuck with him through some difficult days. But lo and behold, this rotation opportunity opens right back up a couple days later. So, you know, we know how baseball works, Rhett. Sometimes it's just those crazy situations that end up turning out so well. But what are your expectations for Pelfrey now that he is back in the starting rotation role?
Well, very curious to see how he does. I mean, the thing about it is, so far, since he came to the Twins, he really hasn't pitched very well. I mean, obviously, a couple years ago, on his first year here, he's coming off Tommy John surgery and got back in 11 months, which was probably too quick. He kind of struggled that first half of the season, finally got it going in the second half. But they signed him to a 2-year deal, and then sure enough, last year he's going with you know, kind of numbness and tingling in his fingers and in his forearm. Sure enough, he had a nerve issue in there. He had to go in there and have surgery on his elbow and his forearm to fix that. He only made 5 starts last year as a result. And this year, finally, is what he says. You know, and really in spring training, he looked healthy. His fastball was hitting as high as 95 miles per hour. We know he has a good stance on his fastball to get ground balls. His ERA was in the ones. So he only had a good spring, and he was frustrated he didn't get that spot. But, you know, based on track records, it made sense to give it to Tommy Malone. Malone's only lefty in there. So Pelfrey kind of gets his wish now, and he keeps saying he's healthy and he's eager to prove what he can do, but it's kind of hard to predict. I mean, based on how much he struggled here the last 2 years, with all the elbow problems, he hasn't had much of a track record in recent years at least, but he did have, you know, some good years there in New York. I think he's kind of eager to show the fans that he can do that, but I think right now Twins fans are a little bit leery a little wary of how he's going to do this, because so far it hasn't really worked out so far in his, you know, 2+ years with the Twins.
Yeah, and the best thing for the Twins would be if some of those young kids in Triple, I mean, if Alex Meyer or Trevor May step up in Triple A and assert themselves as deserving of a rotation role. But opening day was a dud, Rhett, but J.R. Graham was kind of one bright spot there with two scoreless innings and a great story. Guy they pluck out of the Rule 5 draft and had rotator cuff issues in the Braves organization and made it back from that, and the Braves left him unprotected, surprisingly so. Twins scoop him up, and lo and behold, he ends up on the opening day roster. So how does he fit into the bigger bullpen picture? And it sounds like he really opened some eyes in spring camp.
He definitely did. I mean, he's one of those guys, even leading up to the Rule 5 draft, you're right. A lot of scouts and people are talking about, that's an interesting guy to be out there. And I kept hearing the Twins are going to be taking him. And sure enough, they did, because he's a former top 100 prospect with the Braves as a starter, converted to a relief last year, and pitched in Double A, but never above that. So it's hard to exactly know what you're going to get in spring training, but he had a little bit, you know, a couple bad outings at the end there, but in general, showed really good velocity. He's probably the hardest throwing guy in that bullpen. And with some strikeouts, he definitely had a good spring, you know, his way on the roster, especially knowing as a Rule 5 guy, he's been on the roster all year. And last, you know, in the opening day, he was really good. I mean, started off a little shaky. His first pitch almost hit Iglesias in the head, and then kind of settled down from there and got a couple guys on. But had a big double play from Kinsler. You got Miguel Cabrera pop out with that on third and two outs. Showed some moxie going after Cabrera. You'd think that maybe, especially being such a young guy, they might pitch around him a little bit. But he went right after Cabrera and got him out there. So now I was surprised, too, that they went to – he was the very first reliever they used all year. You know, you think a lot of times with teams with a Rule 5 guy, you kind of hide him. Maybe you only use him in games where it's a blowout either way. That's kind of the way teams mostly go. But for him to be the very first reliever in a game that was, I believe at the time, only, you know, 4-0, it wasn't like it was a blowout of the game when he came in there in the seventh inning. And, yeah, he's definitely a bright spot, and I'm kind of curious to see how Mahler uses him. And the fact that they use him for two innings was kind of indicative of what they did all spring, too. They kept using their relievers for multiple innings, and I think that that's something they try to do a little bit more this year with all their relievers, except for maybe Perkins.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, the multi-inning standpoint. I think a lot of us would like to see more multi-inning relievers, especially with all the pace of play conversations going on. And, yeah, I mean, the Twins have they have the gold standard once upon a time for Rule 5 pickups with Johan Santana. I don't think anybody's expecting Graham to be at that level, but the Twins, as they're trying to piece together their pitching staff, they're an organization really in a good place to take advantage of this type of situation and to give a guy a chance to establish himself. So, and you mentioned Mulder, his bullpen use. I was surprised by his lineup against David Price on opening day with Arcia and Schaefer and Vargas all in there against the left-handed Price. Is that just a matter of a manager trying to build early confidence in his guys and you know, give them an opportunity to show they can handle lefties?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Mulder's comment was on the workout day on Sunday was, these are the guys that are regularly, you know, in general, kind of bored of his certain spots this spring. So he wanted to kind of roll them out there that first day. It kind of backfired in that, you know, obviously the Price had a great game and that, you know, they were shut out. But at least he had kind of a confidence in, these are my guys. These are the guys that probably can play the most. But I was curious, you know, I mean, Eduardo Escobar had the best spring of anybody. And really, his numbers against right-handers are really, really good if you look at him throughout his career. And even against Price, in a tiny sample size, I think he was still like 3-for-7 against him. That's some success against him. So I was surprised that they didn't try to find a way to get him in there. But at the same time, you know, with Vargas as a switch hitter, see if he could hit the ball a long way off Price. It made some sense. But I do think they're going to try to get Escobar in there a little bit more as we kind of go along here. And Robinson's an interesting one, too, because he's a platoon mate with Schaefer in center. But really, if you look at Robinson's career numbers, he really has kind of reverse platoon splits and has actually done better against righties than lefties. I'm kind of curious how they do that going forward, because that's kind of supposed to be the loose platoon in center field. But I'm curious to see how much they're going to use Robinson against lefties, considering he hasn't really hit that well against them in his career. And we know Schaefer hasn't at all. So kind of curious how that kind of works its way out as we go along.
Well, they got a lot of time to work it out, that's for sure. And I don't want to read too much into starting out 0-1. And we'll see how Paul Mulder and the Twins recover from that and also recover from the blow of losing Irvin Santana in an unexpected way. So I want to thank Rhett Bollinger for joining us to talk about all that. And thank you all for tuning in. It's been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.